People's Advocates, the fix for political junkies everywhere.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines are open, going back to them in a moment at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, sort of a local story. Did you know the Shorewood Spitter has rejected her plea deal? She's going to trial, baby. I have
good
to write this spit on you if you scare me a little bit because of the, you know, darkness of your
color,
skin.
Color of your skin, right.
Briefly, Bruce Valmetti reporting at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, a Shorewood woman once charged with a hate crime after being accused of spitting at a black teen during a George Floyd protest, told reporters Tuesday she didn't do it and wants to go to trial. But you did do it.
It's on video. Everyone saw you do it.
I've also been on video.
Wasn't me.
The best you could hope for. And she is a lawyer of, you know, no contest. That's the best you could hope for. It still means you're guilty. It just means, you know, I'm not going to fight the charges. Stephanie Rapkin, 66, came to court for what expected to be a no contest plea. That's how they made me plead, Dom.
They didn't make you. You chose to plead that way.
Well, they kind of force you with threats of higher charges.
You don't have to take
convictions.
Well, that's kind of how it works,
The deal is take the deal or we give you a worse deal and we stick it to you at trial.
Well, but there is a chance you get off if they come with the worst deal and you go to a trial. Maybe, if you didn't do it, if you're innocent, the jury will find that to be the case.
Stephanie Rapkin came to court for what was expected to be a no-contest plea to a simple battery as part of the deferred prosecution agreement. So they weren't even going to throw her ass in jail or anything. Just don't do it again, and we won't do anything about it, right? Just be a good little girl for the next, 2 years? You got to be on paper. But her attorney, Michael Stennell, told Milwaukee County Circuit Judge Jeffrey Wagner his client wanted to withdraw from representing her. I wanted a trial from the beginning, Rapkin told the judge, and Mr. Stennell doesn't believe it's in my best interest. Like he's trying to represent you, like take the plea deal. Right. They're not even going to throw your ass in jail. They
it's in your
you with the
best
hate crime.
Interest. Right.
The judge told her Stennell is very experienced. I'm a very experienced lawyer too, Your Honor, replied Rapkin, who has practiced probate and estate law from her office in Mequon. Wagner said a status hearing for August 17th. The trial is set for October 3rd. Rapkin said she doesn't have a new attorney lined up yet. Well, represent yourself.
That's a great idea.
After the brief hearing, Rapkin told reporters, she's innocent. I did not spit on a child. I wish people would stop saying that. She said, adding that video will show she spat down, not up, at the taller teen. I spit down at you, not up at you. Eric Lucas, 17 at the time, he sued Rapkin for battery and intentional infliction of emotional distress over the June 6, 2020 incident at Oakland Avenue in Shorewood. The lawsuit has been on hold pending the outcome of the criminal charges because answering questions in the civil case might affect Rapkin's right to remain silent in the criminal matter. No, she's not that smart. She would certainly go out. She's going to say, I'm not guilty. I'm whatever. Anyways, the Shorewood Spitter going to trial, Dom.
I look forward to that. 844-967-2789.
Are you going to cover the trial?
Should
we go cover that trial?
I mean, I'll pay attention. It will not cover.
Will we cover it live? Should I go to record it?
No.
No live Shorewood Spitter trial?
No.
Could be the trial of the century, man.
I highly doubt it. I don't think so. Jeannie from Eau Claire, you are up. Welcome, Jeannie. What do you got for us?
Hey, Jeannie.
Hello, Jeannie. Check. No, Jeannie?
No. All Jeannie's right. Boss must be watching. She's hiding now.
Let's go back to the phones.
Don't let him see I'm on the phone with the devils.
844-967-2789. Mark from the SAC, you are up, sir. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Mark.
Hey, guys. Well, it sounds like the spitter's got a fool for an attorney because she's probably going to be representing herself now.
Uh-huh.
And she stands to lose lose her case and be criminally convicted and spend some time in the Huskow and lose her for the civil case and be paying some money out, and she should probably lose her license to practice law. I mean, because it shows contempt of the law, which she's pulling right now.
Well, and of course, spitting on a minor. I mean, spitting on anybody and spitting on a minor for what? Watching up the street in a protest?
It's just disgusting. I mean, and this crap we still hear about, the 9/11, the George Floyd protesters, cities burned to the ground and blah, blah, blah. Well, yeah, like over 50% of the violence, if not more, the violence at those protests was caused by right-wing instigators, you know, tossing firebombs and doing that kind of damage. And people have been consistently convicted of when they're doing damage in those George Floyd protests. So this nonsense that, they didn't, that nothing's happened to those people at the George Floyd protests.
Yeah.
A lot of those people have gone to jail. The nitwit that pulled down the statue of Hans Christian Hague, he's, 2 years in jail? And these people actually did physical damage to the Capitol, our nation's capital, and physical damage to police officers. Oh, you got a couple of months, misdemeanor charges.
Well, I mean, Mark, I would say that, those that entered and did not do, visible damage or did not attack the cops, I mean, there is a range of sentencing guidelines for that. So I think, some of those who actually attacked the cops are getting some way heavier sentences than 2 years. But I would concur. Yes, we talked a little bit about yesterday about the right-wing instigator specifically in Minnesota. And as I've said before, and I think Crudy would concur, but I'm not going to speak for him. If you're in a protest and you get involved in any sort of damage or whatever to buildings or violence against other people, there is a price to pay for that, and you should pay that price. Let's get back to the phones.
I agree with that? I did.
You don't agree?
Humor, man. Come on.
Come on. You can't let that happen. I believe it's Jeannie. Jeannie, you're back with us.
Hi, guys. Sorry about that. I had the mute on so that I wouldn't start laughing when I was listening to you.
Well, welcome. What do you got? We got about a minute and a half.
Laugh all you want.
Okay. Hey, this is what you guys need to do if you're going to go. You need to wear a clown costume with a bright orange wig and a big cherry nose and carry a sign, "Time to stop the circus."
Jeannie, are you trying to get my ass kicked?
No. Well, you don't need to carry the sign, then you can just dance around like you're a part of the group. Because it is a circus, and they are a bunch of clowns.
I don't see a lot of dancing at the Trump rallies, though. It's not like a dead show. It's not like a fish show. They don't dance so much.
I wear
a red badger hat, and they just see red. They're like bulls. They see the red of my head, Jeannie, and they think I'm part of the crew because I'm wearing a red hat like them. And they don't notice I got Bucky up here. Instead of the, make America cultish again.
Well, you have a good time then, Crudy. That, you're braver than me. You have a good day. Bye.
Thank you. Thanks for calling.
I'm probably bigger than you as well, Jeannie. And I don't say that, I'm not size shaming, but I'm a bigger guy. I'm not really worried about personal harm from the Trump crowd. Not individually.
Yeah, that's what the Capitol Police thought as well.
Come on, man. You think Trump's going to turn the mob on the press? Because I'll start swinging some elbows, man.
What makes you think he wouldn't, man? What makes you think he wouldn't?
Because it's Waukesha, and we'll be on the radio live. That looked really bad. John Nichols from The Nation coming back. More Devils.
But I cannot emphasize that there must be no violence, no law breaking, and no vandalism of any kind.